Hello?
I can speak to Diane Donald, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Diane. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case. You okay?
Yeah, hi there.
I'm fantastic. I have a password on your case of Alan.
Yeah.
I do have 5 or 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Diane.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Diane, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role, you obviously been speaking to James and our customer care team, gathering your information.
Yeah.
Once we've got all the information, you then get handed over to my team, which is the investigation team. And it's our role to go out and gather the evidence from the likes of the social services, educational authorities, GPs, NHSs, stuff like that, just so we can evidence and substantiate your claim to give you the best possible chance. But my call today isn't about your time and care per se. It's more to do how your time and care has had an effect on you into your adult life. The trauma that you faced as a child, how that's haunted you into your adult years. And what I'll then do is for the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, in terms of alcohol or substance issues, I'll then write to those relevant authorities, your GP, NHS trusts, to rehabilitation centres or alcohol rehabilitation centres. And I'll gather that information. And what that then does, Diane, is it gives the Scottish Redress team a full picture. Not only the trauma that you faced as a child, but also, you know, how it's affected you into your adult life.
Yeah.
If that's okay, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Diane, and I do apologise in advance. At any time in the call you wish to stop, just let me know and I'll call you back and whatever you need. It's all on your pace, this.
Yeah.
Or at your pace, should I say. So just that being said, have you ever or do you suffer with depression or anxiety, Diane?
Well, anxiety, yes, depression. I'm waiting through other things as well, but I'm waiting to, I can't even remember, I think it's called Stepping Stones.
Okay.
It's like a kind of counsellor service thing.
Oh, okay. So that's just to get diagnosed, is it?
No, it's, well, they've said to me, like, that going through, like, it was almost like a kind of step-to-step consultation thing.
Yeah.
And said, like, no, we can see that you are suffering, whatever, and it's just a process of maintenance on actually having an appointment kind of thing.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Do you get medication from your doctor for the anxiety?
No, it's just... okay. I've never so much as been for that itself. It was... like, there have been times, obviously, when I was younger that I'd taken pills and tried to, in my life and things.
Yeah, it's one of my questions, and that's the tough one there. Did any of them suicide result attempts end up in hospital?
I was in hospital both times, requiring charcoal.
Okay. Okay.
Not the physical stomach pump, but I had to get charcoal.
Okay, so I'll write to that hospital. Or an NHS system, I'll get that evidence for you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we can use that as evidence of, you know, trauma, past trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I was hospitalised. I think the details of the hospital off you in a sec. Do you or have you suffered with any sort of alcohol addiction or substance addictions?
I wouldn't say addiction, I'd say abuse.
Okay. Is that drugs or both?
Alcohol.
Okay. Abuse, not addiction. Did you ever seek medical attention for the alcohol abuse?
No, it's just...
Okay.
Not knowing when to stop.
Yeah. Get that. Okay. Thank you for answering them questions, Diane. I know that probably wasn't easy. I know that definitely wasn't easy, but I am sorry. I do have to ask that questions. The reason why I asked about the hospitalisation is I will write to the hospital and gather that evidence. Can I take the details of the hospital, please, Diane?
It would have been the Western.
The Western.
Yeah. In Glasgow.
Okay. Okay. One other question I do have. I've got the names of two care settings you were in.
Yeah.
But I also have a foster placement. Where would that have been, Diane? Under what social services do you believe?
The fostering.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I lived. It was my gran who actually contacted social work. We lived in Clybank, so I imagine it would have still been under West Bartonshire or Clybank. Like.
Okay. Oh. West Dunbartonshire.
West Dunbartonshire, yeah.
Okay. Just one more question about your time in care, Diane. Was you know by any other name in care?
I think I would have always been Donald, but my surname at one point, it might have been Riley. R-E-I-L-L-Y. I can't remember when I changed my name.
Riley. Okay. This is far enough, so that's applicable. Riley. Okay, perfect. Okay, so what I'll do, Diane, is I'm going to write to the social services and the educational authorities, also National Records Scotland, along with the Western Hospital in Glasgow.
Yeah.
I'm going to gather all of that evidence for you. Do you want me to share your time, the evidence I have or I get from your time in care?
Share it to where?
To you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's your story, it's entirely up to you. I offer that to all of my clients. Some want it, some don't want any record of it. Some want it to piece some pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah, it would help possibly with kind of closure to see things there as well.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so what I'll do, Diane, is when I get the evidence from your time in care, I'll share that with you. We'll go through that together. That's going to take you anywhere up to 10 months to get that information. Dependent on, you know, how busy these social services departments are. So once we go, we'll go through it together. We'll make sure you're happy and we haven't missed anything out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through all of your statements because obviously, like you said, it may kick up some memories, good or, you know, more likely bad. But we'll just make sure that we've got everything written down. We'll add your hospitalisation records to the case before we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress Team. That'll obviously then be able to give them a full picture of the trauma you faced as a child, you know, followed you into your adulthood. So once we've done our final submission, Diane, we'll then wait at what's called a panel date.
Mm-hmm.
The panel will judge on our case behind closed doors. We'll be notified by email and letter. And hopefully from there we'll then be able to get you the recognition you deserve.
Yeah.
And some financial compensation, Diane.
Yeah, no worries.
Is that okay? Do you have any questions for me on that?
No, that's all, thanks.
Okay. I just need to go back a step with you, Diane. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of the cases, I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if you're happy, then I'll continue on with your case.
Yeah.
So just to let you know, Diane, you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do that yourself. That would obviously entail, if you so wish, is to gather your own evidence and submit your own case. But that's entirely up to you. That's an option for you. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will apply to the Scottish Redress on your behalf and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws.
Yeah.
Now, legally, Diane, I can't discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, and probably more important, Diane, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme.
Yeah.
We don't take a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want to be owing to them.
Yeah.
What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Yep.
and where if obviously you win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and give you the best chance of getting, you know, the most positive of outcomes. Our fees, Diana, capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Yeah.
So what that means is you, no matter how much time, effort or work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, on a no fee bit, because you've been deemed to go through such emotional and mental hardship and for, you know, since throughout your whole life, we will never put you under financial hardship. So if we're unsuccessful, if we are unsuccessful, Diane, our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. So we'll never come looking for fees from yourself if we're unsuccessful on this case.
Yeah,
that's fine. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's a genuine no win, no fee, Diane. That's what I'm trying to say. And I just want to, you know, put your mind at rest. Do you understand those three options, Diane?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, that's fine.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Diane, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us, which was the 13th of March. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, I can restart that today.
No, that's fine.
Okay. If you're happy with the process and the fees, you do also have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period, and we can obviously start on your case. But that's entirely up to you, Diane.
Yeah, no, I'm fine for everything to go ahead.
You're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You have my number, Diane. My name's Michael. If you save this number, if you need me for anything, give me a call.
Yeah.
If you want to just have a chat, not about your case, so you want to have a chat with somebody who understands what you've been through. Not that I've been through, you know, what you've been through, but obviously I have your records in front of me and I deal with these cases on a daily basis. I'm always at the other end of a call for you as well.
Yeah, nobody.
So if you need me, I'm here, and I'll switch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, Diane, just to let you know how I'm getting on.
Yeah, nobody, that's fine.
Perfect, Diane. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's all good, thanks.
Excellent. Well, no problem, Ben. I'll speak to you soon and I'll get off and start working on gathering your evidence for you.
Right, thanks, Hugh.
Thank you, Diane.
Speak to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.